Thomas Pynchon achieved great critical and popular success in the 60s and early 70s with his novels The Crying of Lot 49, V, and Gravity's Rainbow. But then, to the disappointment of his fans, he went silent. Now, 17 years after Gravity's Rainbow, Pynchon has just come out with a new novel called Vineland. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Vineland, in Thomas Pynchon's brilliant and wacky new novel, refers to the wine country in Northern California. It seems also to refer to Vinland in the Old Norse sagas, what Vikings called America. We are still arguing about how far these Vikings got in their dragon ships. What looks to be an Icelandic tower in Newport, Rhode Island needs explaining, and so do some Minnesota runestones. And for all we know, the bearded white god known to pre-Columbian Mexico as Quetzalcoatl may have been a Viking too, come down the Mississippi to the Gulf Stream. All this suits Thomas Pynchon just fine. He is singing some more Norse sagas. In Pynchon's Vineland, in 1984, the year of Reagan's re-election, some refugees from the 1960s are having a hard time. Zoid Wheeler, who used to deal dope and play piano in a surfer rock band, is a freelance roofer trying to take care of his teenage daughter, Prairie. Prairie's in love with a heavy metal neo-fascist and misses the mother she hasn't seen since babyhood. This mother, the almost mythical Farnese, belonged in the 1960s to a revolutionary film collective, but she was more or less abducted by a malign federal prosecutor, Brock Vond, and turned into an undercover agent for the FBI. But Justice Department budget cuts have disemployed Farnese, not to mention Hector Zuniga, a drug enforcement agent addicted to television. Hector warns Zoid that Brock, in a funk to find Farnese, intends to kidnap Prairie, besides burning down all the marijuana crops in Northern California. When the feds invade Vineland, Zoid and Prairie are assisted in their resistance by the woman warrior, D.L. Chastain, by the Sisterhood of Kanushi Attentives, a convent of ninjets in the business of karmic adjustment, by Vato and Blood, who steal cars and traffic with ghosts, by Japanese gangsters, mafia dropouts, punk rockers, and three generations of left-wing California wobblies. I don't want to make this sound any more complicated than it already is, and I haven't even mentioned the Thanatoids, a boneless tribe of the half-dead who wait in vain for revenge and explanations. But you must understand that Vineland is an imaginary nation of 60s metaphors. Television, Buddhism, revolution, drugs, rock and roll, Vietnam, paranoia, and repression. As we might expect from the author of V, The Crying of Lot 49, and Gravity's Rainbow, Pynchon knows more about all of these things than any other novelist, with the possible exceptions of Don DeLillo and William Burroughs, as well as phrenology, photography, labor history, Hollywood movie making, martial arts, and the Tibetan Book of the Dead. Every name in the novel has another meaning. For instance, Weed Atman, of the People's Republic of Rock and Roll. And every other page is hilarious. Imagine, for instance, a TV movie starring Woody Allen as the young Kissinger. By tube light, in prime time, in Orwell's 1984, America, meaning its law enforcement agencies, is at war with Vineland, by which Pynchon means our children, the counterculture, and its associated decencies. According to this dazzling book of the not-quite-dead, daring to quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, there will be a secret retribution and a divine justice.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Vineland by Thomas Pynchon.